Blog Talk Radio.
Viva Mary Kay, 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 you're tuned in to that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter, that blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues, that laugh at their ass on that hot mess news, with hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up, I love it, boy, you already know, you're listening to the only diva spot radio, call
Mary Kay, 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 Mary Kay,
Radio ENT. We definitely getting it in today. Y'all know what it is. It's Wednesday, February the 9th, 2011. It's Woman's the Woman's Wednesday, and we going it in. I got a hot topic for y'all today. We're going to talk about this topic, real crimes and real self-defense. And I got the hot mess news for y'all, courtesy of HipHopJunkies.com. We're going to be talking about this hot mess news. Officer finds crack hidden in a man's penis foreskin. So, wow, that's how they doing it now? They hiding the drugs in the penis? Like, is that how we doing it? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And I want to hear y'all opinions on that. Press the one button when you get in on the line so we can open y'all up. Also, you can check in live with us in the chat room. We got the chat room popping, as usual. If you want to chat it up with your diva, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Get your comments in. And tell a friend that you can listen online and you can listen from their phone. You want to go? You can call in at 347-850-1521 and listen and check me out. And you can just chill out in your crib or wherever you at and listen online as well. So we're going to get into it. First, I got to get some big shout-outs. I got to give big shout-outs. First of all, got to definitely, most definitely give Facebook love. I checked my Facebook today, and it was off the hook. So Shout out to Meredith. Shout out to Shannon. Shout out to Nathel. Shout out to April LaJoy. Shout out to Iva Garrison. What's up, Iva? Well, shout out to my cousin Teresa, Dania. Shout out to Genius. Shout out to Bowser. We're going to be playing some hits from Bowser tonight, so we definitely going in with that. I definitely want to give Twitter love as well. Twitter, you know I got love for you. Y'all know I can't forget about my Twitter love. And also, if you got a Twitter, use your Twitter. I don't understand how people can have a Twitter and don't use their damn Twitter. It's like free advertisement. But shout out to Genius. Shout out to AK Dazzle. Shout out to Kilo Keys. Shout out to Ghetto Poet. Ghetto Prophet. Ghetto Prophet is actually coming to the show on Friday. So we're going to get him in. He's definitely doing big things. Shout out to my whole Feed the Wolves family, Five Alive, Money Mo, Stockport of Dawn, Ferrari S, Fish Guru 100, Bangham Smurf. Yo, everybody, shout out to the Wolves. Shout out to Eddie L. Ness and shout out to Tay Black. Let's get into the situation here, man. It's crazy. I read this crazy story on a self-defense case. And the guy was actually charged with robbing and shooting this old lady. His name is Darren Garrett. And he was charged with robbing and shooting this old lady. So they had him all hemmed up. And he did, you know, almost 6 months. He did almost 6.5 months. He basically saying, I ain't do it, I ain't do it. He did mad time in jail. So they end up, what they did was they found fingerprints on the lady windowsill. And they basically said, it wasn't even presented at the trial either. That's the crazy thing. The fingerprints wasn't even presented at the trial because it didn't match. So this man was going back and forth to court, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to court, doing time, being locked up. And he went in front of the judge. The judge, you know, interviewed him or whatever the case may be. And the judge still sentenced this man to 11 years to life in jail for robbing and shooting this old lady. But at the end of the day, maybe like 4 years later, y'all, 4 years later, and I'm going to get to you, 562. I see you with your hand up. 4 years later, they end up arresting somebody else. And they asked the person for the fingerprints. And the guy was like, if I give my fingerprints, it's a man in San Diego that's going to be released right now. How about the only thing that they did for Darren was released him and gave him a pardon? And I definitely want to get y'all comments on this whole real crime self-defense thing. Like, you know, a lot of us say, you know, self-defense don't exist. Self-defense don't exist, but it do. I got a few stories that I'm going to chop it up with y'all tonight about the whole self-defense situation. But I want to know what y'all think. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can put your comment in the chat room what you think about the whole self-defense situation. We're going to come back with some hot mess news, but why not have some hot music? I got hot bangers. Yo, all the artists that's listening, go-getters that's listening, y'all need to holler at me. Send your music to I'm still on website. Send it to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. I check it out, and you can actually get your music aired live on the show and get interviewed. But you got to take the first step, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Be heard, because if you made it here, you can make it everywhere. Shout out to Five Alive.
I'll go, I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done.
Higher.
If I made it this far, I'll go.
Higher.
If I made it this far, I can make it
anywhere.
If I made it this far, if I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
I can make it anywhere, places you ain't never there. Catch me in the drop top, places that I'm very near. I'm a hood nigga, yes, I'm really heavy there. I play my cards right, so my blessings everywhere. I'm on the move, so no one can ever bring me down. I won't stop till my name is sitting on the crown. Pain in my my heart, trying not to make a sound. Trying to find myself, so I'm looking all around. I'm on a mission, so I'm headed to the tip top. To be known everywhere regarding hip hop. I go hard, so you never ever see me fall. I'm God's child, I gotta answer his giving call.
I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world.
This far, the only way to go is up. You hate this mad, you only think it's beginner's luck. Truthfully, I can say, I don't give a fuck. But you hate this here for a reason, go ahead and live it up. I'm trying to reach the stars, man, I'm feeling getting close. I feed off my team of ones who really care the most. I'm on the uprising, no, I ain't no friendly ghost. I wanna be the next best, don't really mean to boast. I gotta go hard, man, so I strive for it. Ain't no turning back, the only way to go is forward. I'm banking on you niggas who really planned it out. I'm on the uprise, homie, just gotta plan it out. If it's meant to be, God will really make it happen. Until then, I'm on the grind, never catch me slacking. I'm a lone soldier, moving like a fucking captain. This is real talk, nigga, you never catch me acting.
I'ma give it all and I won't blow. I'ma show the world one thing.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. We definitely getting in with this hot topic, real crime self-defense, man. I got this story for y'all. Shout out to Five Alive for that joint right there. Anyone, that joint go hard. I definitely love that song, but I got this crazy story for y'all right here. Let me pull this up. Wow, here it is. Santa Clara County, California. And it goes like this. It says P.F. Larzo shot a man named John Allred who broke down his door and was swinging a meat cleaver at him. Allred also wielded a handgun, which turned out to be a BB gun but looked like the real thing. After Allred stopped, Aldo was still standing. Larzo called police and got the man medical attention, but he died several hours later. Because of the police suppression of evidence and manufacturing a new evidence case, Larzo was convicted of murder. So basically, old boy popped up, broke his door down, and he was swinging a meat cleaver. So, you know, he cut old boy real deep with it. And then even though the other guy had a BB gun, which looked like the real thing, he ended up dying because he bled to death later. Now, I want to get your opinion on this, because being that the police suppressed the evidence and they didn't file a new case or didn't present any new evidence, you know, Larzo, he was convicted of murder. So he definitely in jail for the rest. So I want to know what y'all think. I want to know if y'all think that's, you know, self-defense. Or do y'all think that was a murder situation? Because it's crazy how a lot of times these cases and people get caught up for lack of evidence or for lack of an officer to fill out a report correctly, and your life is on the line. So, you know, I want to know what y'all think. Do self-defense really exist? Like, do you think that you can really, you know, go to court and really be able to prove a self-defense case? I want to hear your yay and nays. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you want to get your opinion out, you on the line right now, just press the 1 button, and we'll get you in the call queue to get your opinion on the situation. That's type crazy, like you defending yourself, and then all of a sudden, you know, you charge a murder. The person did die. But if you look at the whole situation of the matter, you know, that may be the issue. Big shout out to the roll call, 216. Big shout out to the 216, the 562, the 253, the 419, the 908, the 973. Brick City live in the building. Cali live in the building. What's going on? Big shout out to guests 26361 live in the chat room. Big shout out to Future Guru 102. I want to get your opinions on this, like, you know, with the whole situation of self-defense. And I'm about to get to this hot mess news. Old boy got caught up. They found crack hidden in a man's foreskin. Like, wow. Are you serious? I know crime pays, but damn. Is it like that? This is how we doing it? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you want to speak live on the line, you have to press the 1 button to get live in the car queue. And your mic could get open so we can go ahead and get it in. Let's get to this. Oh, Shawnee, what's up? Big shout out to Shawnee Live. I see you, boo. My phone blowing up right now. I see y'all. Call in, Shawnee, and give me your opinion on the situation. And big shout out to the Facebook love. Big shout out to Genius. I got this other joint right here called New Brain. It's called Like a Star. Big shout out to New Brain. We about to get into that now. Call me up at 347-850-1521 because Diva Mary Kay is definitely a star. Let's go.
Like a star.
I shine so bright in the night, I flicker, I flicker, I flicker. If I open up my mouth, then my teeth might glitter. They might glitter, they might glitter. If you looking for me, homie, you can find me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Twitter. Shooting out of space, can I be hanging real low? Don't worry, I won't kill you. Fist of the North Star, king of my rap boss. Formerly from outer space, I'm from the planet Mars. Took on the life form of a human being, God. So they left me in charge. Every day I'm feeling I watch from the avenues. I'm dirt from the boulevards. Who we be? Who we are? Prisoners of Megatron. I'ma see a paragon. Sound like a prayer bomb. If you carry me, you better drop before I blow your arm. Explode the episode. I'm surfing on a supernova. I'm traded in the King Cobra. I'm filled with hot gases, fogging up your glasses. You can call me Dad. You can call me Asterix. You can call me 5 point master lyric advocate. You can say I'm balancing. I'm talking like a maverick. You can say I'm balancing. I'm walking on an avalanche. About to have a seizure. Call me up an ambulance. I think I'm transforming back into another alien. Mr. New Brain, you can tell him that's my alien. I've been dropping platinum. You can take it back to 86. I'm not an atheist. Maybe it's just another legend dropping greater hits. Now look how big this crater is. It's the mind of intelligence up in the heavens. Down on earth, I'm a star to the president.
I shine so bright in the night, I flicker. I flicker. I flicker. If I open up my mouth, then my teeth might glitter. They might glitter. They might glitter. If you're looking for me, homie, you can find me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Shooting out of space, the nappy head ruler. Don't worry, I won't kill you.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all already know what it is. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday. We going deep on this topic about real crimes of self-defense. I want to get y'all opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to go to the hotlines to get some love right now. You know how we do. 216-798. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Candace calling from Cleveland.
What's going on, Queen? Welcome to the show. I got my Queen Candace live in the building. Big shout out to Cleveland right now. I know y'all kind of cold right about now. Y'all cold?
What? Yep. We are suffering in Cleveland right now. Like, it's supposed to be a high of -2 over the course of the night.
Oh.
So it's going to drop down to -2, and we're going to have a high of 14 tomorrow.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, Queen, let me give you a round of applause. Oh, man. Cold, not my diva fingers, not my diva fingers. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to warm it up, man. We definitely going to warm it up tonight, man. Queen, I was telling this story about this whole self-defense because I started college last week. So I was looking at this whole story about this whole, is self-defense really self-defense? Like, can you really claim self-defense nowadays? Like, you know, can you really say, look, I defended myself, and this is what it is? And even if you was in a self-defense situation, you know, what about the officers having a lack of evidence and not doing what the fuck they supposed to be doing? This man actually was sentenced to murder. He was convicted of murder for a person basically that was trying to get at him. He broke his door down and he ended up swinging a meat cleaver at him. And he actually called the police. He called the police and he called the ambulance to get the man aid. But they still end up charging him with murder. What's your opinion on that, Queen?
Gosh. You know, it kind of pisses me off because I feel like this. If you come in my house uninvited, like, you're a threat to me. I don't understand how you're charging somebody with murder after, you know, clearly it is a form of self-defense. The man could have had no weapon. He could have had a gun, a bat, a knife, whatever the case. But when somebody you don't know is running up in your house, you got to think worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm. This person is going to kill me if I can't kill them. This person will harm my family, do anything. Like, I don't understand charging somebody with murder for defending themselves, their house, and the people who might have been in it. Like, that's some real bullshit to me. Like, I would get charged with murder, too, because if you run up in my house and I'm properly protected, when I shoot, I'm shooting to kill you. I'm not shooting to wound you. I'm not shooting to hit you in your baby toe. I'm going to kill you because, obviously, like, you was planning to do the same thing.
It's going to be me and you. I definitely respect your opinion on that, Queen. I'm going to keep your line open. I'm going to go to the hotlines to get their opinion. Let's go ahead and do it. 202-904, you're now live on Diva Star Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, Queen? It's Genius.
Genius, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Taking a break out of the studio to call in and support.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. I was talking about this story. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah, I overheard it.
What's your opinion on that?
I'll say this, you know, and this is something I've been saying for years, you know, and especially, you know, I'll direct this towards our people. Wherever city you at, wherever state you live in, know the laws. The majority of all states have what's called a no self-defense law, especially Commonwealth, mm-hmm. you know, which means basically if you get in any brawl or altercation, you know what I'm saying, then you're liable. You know, there really is no self-defense. They technically want you to call the authorities. Even though, I mean, common sense tell you, if you got a gun pointed to your head, you ain't got time to sit there and, you know, call in. Hey, you know. My thing is, and, you know, I teach self-defense courses and stuff, and, I mean, I'm a defender of the nation, so, you know, my thing is defend yourself and do what you got to do. You ain't hear this from me, but just don't leave no evidence. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. You know, but you ain't hear that from me. You know, I'm one for positivity. But, you know, if you come into me negative, I'm going to let you know right now, you know, dead men tell no lies. You don't leave nothing.
Wow. Let's go ahead and get to the next caller, man. I'm going to leave your line open, Diaz. I want to get to the next caller because the hotlines is lighting up. We busting guns, y'all. You now tuned in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. We getting it in. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesdays. We talking about this whole self-defense and real crime situation. We talked about a young man that, you know, was attacked by a guy. He broke his door down, and he was swinging a meat cleaver at him, and the guy ended up bleeding to death. And he called the ambulance. He called the police. The police got there. Because of lack of evidence and the cop stopped doing his job, the man got charged with murder. So I want to get your opinions on this situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. Let's go to the hotlines. 714-493. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, yeah, man, this is Sean Lakes. I'm calling from California. What's good?
What's going on, Sean Lakes? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. What's your opinion on that whole situation right there?
Yeah, just like the previous caller said, you know, when it comes down to it, they're going to ask a few questions. They're going to say, could you have avoided the situation at any cost? I mean, just as far as I've been in the situation a few times where you're fighting somebody, you know, when the police come and they take you to jail, they're going to ask you, could you have ran away? Could you have avoided it? Could you have called 911 first? It's bullshit, right? But that's what they're going to ask you. So I'm pretty sure they ask, dude, you know, oh, before you swing that meat cleaver at him, did you call 911? Oh, you didn't? Okay, so you must have wanted it. So, I mean, it's common sense, you know, to defend yourself, but the way the law goes, it does work against us, though.
It did. You definitely right. And I like that you said they going to ask you, well, before, you know, he was trying to get at you before you swing the meat cleaver, could you have called the police? Hell no, I didn't call the police. I called you the atheist man. You know, he came running down on me in my situation. I wasn't thinking about y'all at the time. Matter of fact, why the hell ain't y'all on call? I should have a if people ask me a dumbass question like that, I honestly feel like I should have a personal cop at my house to avoid all types of
things. You were,
right there with a camera. You should be right there with a camera. You should be right there with your little pad that you fill out for the evidence. Keep your ass right there. And then you ain't got to ask me that dumbass question. Now, when you see this shit pop off, ask me, was I going to call you right then and there, Day-Day and Craig? Oh, man.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I want to get to the next caller. I got to bust my guns. Definitely got to bust my guns. We busting caps, y'all. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Sean Lakes, I appreciate you calling into the show. Give some shout-outs.
Hey, yeah, man. I want to shout out first So West Movement, you know what I'm saying? So West right
so
now telling me to call in, you know what I'm saying? Credit and gave me the plug. Sean Lakes at Twitter. S-H-A-W-N-L-A-K-E-S. And yeah, man, check out that motherfucking hit single. It's banging.
Oh, you're an artist. That's what's up. Follow me on Twitter, please, and we can link up later to have you on Frontline Fridays.
Okay, what's the Twitter?
Follow me now. It's Diva Mary Kay.
Diva Mary Kay?
Yeah, D-I-V-A-M-A-R-Y-K-A-Y. Follow me right now on Twitter. Send me a little message so I can holler at you either after the show or within 24 hours.
Okay, I'm going to plug you in right now on the Twitter.
For sure. No problem. Let's go ahead and get to this next caller. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're going to take another call, and then we're going to get to this banging music. And I got hot mess news, man. I got my queen Candace live in the building from Cleveland Winners. I got Genius live in the building. We got Sean Lakes live in the building with us. Let's go ahead and get it in one more time. 562-313. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Hobo from City by the Sea, better known as Eastside Long Beach in Long Beach, California.
What's going on? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. What you think about this whole self-defense, this real crime self-defense situation?
Man, I thought that we had the right to protect ourselves if somebody came across our threshold, but I'm trying to see what it was. I came in on the butt end of it, so I'm trying to figure out, did the dude with the cleaver come in swinging, or did the dude inside the house swing with the cleaver?
No problem. This is what happened. A guy ran down on this dude, and he broke his door down. And the guy that was in the inside was swinging a meat cleaver. So the guy had a gun, which turned out to be a BB gun anyway. So they was beefing. Something happened. He ended up swinging a meat cleaver, cutting him really bad. And the guy, you know, still standing, he ended up falling down. So the guy that cut him with the meat cleaver, he not only called the ambulance, he called the police. So being that he called the police, he called him after all this shit happened. So, you know, the man ended up dying later on because he bled to death. And being that the cops was a lack of information and they failed to put in a new evidence case, that man got charged with murder. And he doing basically life in prison right now.
Wow. I call that scandalous interpretation of stuff. Because I know that you got the right to protect yourself if somebody come across your threshold. Because if somebody come across my threshold and I feel in danger, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to knock them to the other end of the room.
Shit, damn. You sound like a big dude too. Homegirl, how much you weigh, baby? How much you weigh? How tall you stand? You sound like a big Debo ass.
I'm 6'3", weighing 172.
Yeah, that's big enough.
Yeah. Doing some damage.
Yeah. Most definitely. You sound like you would make you a piss a Happy Meal off for real.
Yeah, that's what I heard from the laws. Though you're supposed to be able to protect yourself, but now since you guys gave me a little bit of game, I'm gonna call the police and have more other land. I'm gonna put the phone down, so now they gonna really come while I'm whooping that ass or doing whatever I gotta do to protect myself.
I like it. You definitely right about that. You know, like Charlie said, you know, they going to ask you, did you call the police? Could you have avoided this? So I'm going to do that too. But me personally, I need a personal cop at my house because I got MBD, a.k.a. Mad Bitches Disease. When I get mad, I can't pick up what the hell happened. You know what? Homegrown, I thank you for calling in. Go ahead and give some shout-outs. I appreciate you tuning in to the show, man. You an artist?
Yeah, I'm an artist. I called in on one of your show. I think it's the gospel show or something. But, yeah, I'm an artist from Long Beach, California. I go by the name of Hobo the Ghetto Bastard. I switched my name up to Mott. You know what I'm saying? You can check me out at Twitter, HoBZ at Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Travis Scott at Reverb Nation. Travis Scott at Facebook.com or go to SwampStreet.com on my MySpace page.
That's what's up. Can you follow me on Twitter right now and send me a message?
Hold on, let me write down that information right quick.
Yeah, you can just send it to Diva Mary K. I'm going to get to you, 862-310. I see you with your hand up, about to get to y'all. I definitely want y'all comment on this situation. Y'all make sure y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We getting it in, man. And you also can chat it up with me in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I got the hot mass news for y'all, and we about to get to that after this caller and after this hot music. Homegirl, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, it's Diva, D-I-V-A, Mary, M-A-R-Y, K, K-A-Y. So that's Diva Mary K. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter and send me a message so we can chop it up later to get you on Frontline Fridays.
For sure, I appreciate that.
No problem. Yo, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We definitely getting it in, man. Big shout out to everybody that's calling in. I'm glad that we able to call in and talk about this situation because a lot of times it'd be like, oh, it wasn't self-defense. We got a clear case here that it was a self-defense situation, and I want to know y'all feedback, and I want to know how y'all feel about that situation. Hey, Genius, what? I got a lot of shit in my arsenal, man. What you want to hear?
Oh, man, it doesn't matter to me, you know. It doesn't matter. You got some mail, too, by the way, you know. I took care of that.
I got mail? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. The queen just gets it. I can just ask, and it just happens. Boom, that's what I'm talking about. I grind hard. Most definitely. Let's get into some... Wow. Damo, why wouldn't I? We're going to get into these hot joints by Domination. We're going to come back after this song, and we're going to get into some hot mess news. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, because I'm grinding.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay. Welcome to Diva Spot, 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 welcome to Diva Spot. You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva
Don DeMarco.
Like I told y'all, nothing but heat on this mixtape. This one is called Wanna Fly, featuring Maybach Dyke. You heard?
You heard?
My nigga Dre Prada. Let's go. DJ Don DeMarco. Send the song. Watch Sam. Domination. Feed the world. Southside. Let's do it. That's out. Lock and Key Entertainment. By the bank. Felony charge. I see you, my G. The whole tornado thing. Let's ride out.
Ground licky in my cup overflowing. Bottle almost empty, my mind steady going. This Remy Martin got me wet like the ocean. Driving no destination, my nigga, I'm just coasting. Had a bad night, pray it's a good morning. If not, back to sipping, hope the liquor store open. Nah, I got some different plans, expand to different lands. Wardrobe.
Like I told y'all, nothing but heat on this mixtape. This one is called Wanna Fly, featuring Maybach Dyke. You heard? My nigga Dre Prada. Let's go. DJ Don DeMarco. Set the storm. Watch Sam. Domination. Feed the world. Southside. Let's do it. That's out. Lock and Key Entertainment. By the bank. Felony charge. I see you, my G. The whole tornado thing. Let's ride out.
Licky in my cup overflowing, bottle almost empty, my mind steady going. This Remy Martin got me wet like the ocean. Driving no destination, my nigga, I'm just coasting. Had a bad night, pray it's a good morning. If not, back to sipping, hope the liquor store open. Nah, I got some different plans, expand to different lands. Wardrobe like 50 grand, house sitting on crystal sand. Blue waters, Ferrari for my daughter, Porsche for my son, all sorts of guns. That's for the haters and schemers who doubt I'm making believers. Cock back the knee to put his head by his sneakers. That's the Glock and Beam, but I went to find the things. Casino with the slot machines and racetracks, you out of me? Big businesses, big pimping shit. I must be dumb, cause I don't know what competition is.
I wanna fly, can't waste my time on always getting drunk or getting high. I plan on coming up instead of only getting by. I'm trying to double up until my money hits the sky. I wanna fly, can't waste my time, I know it's getting drunk or getting high. I plan on coming up instead of only getting by. I'm trying to double up until my money hits the sky. Oh, I wanna fly.
Product like of my environment, so all I know is...
Oh, I want to fly. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. Big shout out to Damo. Feed the Wolves, man. Tune in each and every Thursday to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop Thursday. That's 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, north, and south. You know he got love for y'all. We getting it in. It's Woman to Woman Wednesday, man. We talking about this whole real crime self-defense situation. And we was chopping it up about old boy that called the police after he had gotten to that ass Starbucks Wow style. He called the police and whatnot. Everything went down. So, you know, we getting your opinion on the situation right now. We gonna go ahead and get into the hotlines. We got Rockablock. Rockablock, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Rockablock live in the building. What's going on, Rockablock? Brick City stand up. Big shout out to Jersey. Rockablock, what's your comments on that situation?
I ain't from Jersey. I'm from Cali, just like everybody else calling in.
Well, that's what it is.
Like, nah, I'm
Rick your hood did. I got mad love for Cali. What?
Hey, listen, I think if he don't do life, he's going to definitely do some time because, you know, he went in on homie. Like, if he went in on him because they're gonna think that because he ended up dying, the guy had a gun and he beat him up, he must have went in on him even after that. You know what I'm saying? For him to even bleed out the way he did and to end up dying. Like, he didn't, like, you know, something that I did before in my past where, you know, I beat the dude up and then, but I still was going in on him, like, even while he was unconscious. So, you know, being that you'll never get the full story, they're just going to take it in their own hands. And then we don't know what the law is over there for self-defense. I mean, because over here, if the light is on, you can't kill a person that intrudes in your house. But if it's off, you have the right to shoot them in the in the darkness. Sure. And so, you know, it's just a lot of complications. Then he just got to get himself a good lawyer, you know, a Johnny Cochran type of lawyer or something.
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to bust a gun. I'm definitely going to bust a gun in that situation right there. Because the thing at the end of the day is, how do you protect yourself? You know, you can be lawyered up, suited up, or whatever the case may be, but you in Jersey right now, so you mean to tell me if the light is on, somebody can kick my door in, waving a 4-4, but if the light is on, I can't shoot at them, but if it's off, I can shoot at will? How the hell am I supposed to know who I'm shooting at if I can't see them? Let's go ahead and get some more love, man. Let's go ahead and get to the hotline and get the situation right there. I definitely want to know, speak about the whole situation. It's, I mean, Jersey is crazy anyway. 231-563, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Icy Streets, and I'm calling from Muskegon, Michigan.
Welcome to the show.
Don't laugh. I know my little city is country. We know. Just don't laugh at us, though.
It's all right. I'm from Pontiac. I'm from the Yak.
Oh, okay now. I see you out there. Yes.
Yeah, most definitely born and raised.
She's from Pontiac. Oh, yeah. You feel me? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my nigga back there. Believe that, whoa. That's believe that, whoa, in the background.
Tell us, say what's up to Diva Mary Kay. I want to get your opinion on the situation right here about the whole, you know, with the guy being charged with murder after he was attacked in his own house, and he ended up calling up, he cut the dude up with a meat cleaver. He gave it to him like Starbuck. Wow, first of all. Then he called the police, called the ambulance, and being that it was a lack of evidence and the cops didn't do his job, he got charged with murder. What's your comments on that?
Honestly, I just feel like that's just kind of, I feel like that's some bullshit for me personally, because if any time somebody, you know what I mean, forcefully break into your crib, you got the right, I feel like you got a right to defend yourself at any cost, because it's either me or you. And so I think I like my life a little more than
right.
yours. So you feel me? So I just feel like that's not hot at all. And I also feel like, you know what I mean, like I think he just really need like a really, he going to have a lawyer. He going to have to come off some bread to get a good lawyer to definitely defend him, because if he don't, he going to take a ride.
Yeah.
He's going to take a ride. And it ain't fair, but I mean, you know, life ain't fair, so he really going to have to get a good lawyer, though. That's just what it all comes down to.
At the end of the day, he's going to have to get a lawyer, and that's what we all need to think about, and not just as black people, but as people in general. Like, you got to protect yourself. If you pay for your crib, you pay for your car, you got your hair done, nails done, everything done, but your ass ain't got no lawyer. Like, you don't have no legal defense just in case something pop off. Diva Mary Kay definitely got to have her a lawyer, because, you know, I'm not perfect, and I'm, like I said, I got MBD sometimes. I got mad bitches disease. I might get mad, it might get pop off, and I need to, but I use my common sense. A lot of situations, you know, I avoid, but some situations I just have to, you know, just snatch your front lace off and it's going down. But you definitely need
to. Because they don't be understanding. They be needing to understand that you can't just pop off and think that you don't have any consequences. Everybody ain't going to take the lip. You understand? I just can't do it. Like, me personally, I'm not going to argue with you, but if you talk too much, that's a problem for me. Because now I'm going to get some action.
I think a lot of fights pop off with that one button. I call it a hot button. Like somebody would say something and they push that hot button and it's like, it's on and popping, man. That's
on
definitely what's good.
Thank
you for calling the show. Give your shout outs, and after we get into this, I'm about to hit y'all with some hot mess news. Y'all gonna die. Give your shout outs, Ma.
Yo, I'm going to give a shout-out to Believe That Woe. Follow him on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at IC Streets. Yo, follow my big homie, Reed Dollars. Follow him on Twitter at Real Reed Dollars. You know, that's what it is. We out here grinding. We getting it.
Yeah, your artist?
No, Believe That Woe is. But Reed, that's my – we, me and him met over Twitter. That's my homeboy or whatever. You know, we converse through that. But, yeah.
Which I got a movie. Y'all got a movement? Y'all do music? What y'all got popping over there?
Man, believe that. We got our own little thing going. We popping off, you know what I mean? We put our little stuff on Twitter, so you definitely be able to holler at us and check us out, you know what I mean? We doing our thing. All right,
cool. So follow me on Twitter at Diva Mary Kay and send me a message, and I'm going to contact with y'all with 24 to 48 hours, and we can chop it up and see where we can go from there.
All right, bet.
All right. That's definitely what's up. You're now tuned in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. We getting it in. It's Woman's to Woman's Wednesday, and I'm about to hit y'all with that hot mess news. And it's a big shout-out to HipHopJunkies.com. You know, go to HipHopJunkies.com. Junkies is spelled J-U-N-K-I-E-Z. That's Junkies, HipHopJunkies.com. And I got this story from here, and it goes like this. It says, WTF, what the fuck moment. Officers find crack hidden in a man's penis foreskin. Nice. I heard of the stash spot, but wow. Let's get into this story because it's so wonderful. And I love hot mess news. It's because of shit like this. It says, a Louisiana-Kentucky man is in police custody after authorities say he was arrested and found to be hiding crack cocaine in his penis. WLKY News reports that Antonio Banks was arrested after they found him in possession of Salvia and liquid codeine during a routine traffic stop. There it is. For that, he was charged with second-degree possession of controlled substance and possession of synthetic contraband agents or paraphernalia. When he was booked at the city Metro Corrections for the charges, he was asked if he had any drugs or weapons on him and told police no. When authorities did a clothes pat down of him, however, they discovered a small bag of cocaine tied to his boxers. How wonderful is that? A strip search was then ordered, and police found another small bag, this time in the foreskin of his penis. He is now facing additional charges of trafficking a controlled substance and promoting contraband. Nice. Wow. I definitely want to get your opinion. The hot lounge just lit the fuck up. I heard it a stash spot with a stash at, with a cash at. I want to get everybody's opinion, so I'm going to start at the top, and then I'm going to go on down. And 562, I see you. 323, I see you. And 562, 248, I see you. I'm about to get to y'all. But I want to start with the queen first. Queen, holla at me. Tell me what you feel about this hot mess news.
Crack is a hell of a drug, like addiction, period. Like, addiction has people losing their mind. I don't get it, maybe because I've never been a drug user to that extent. Like, even my alcohol consumption is light, you know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person to have a bottle of liquor, and my friends and family would drink that bottle before I even cracked the seals on it, you know what I'm saying? So I can't identify, because there has to be some type of addiction to make you hide drugs, not in your butt, not in your socks, but in the foreskin of your penis. Like, really? Ew. That is so disgusting. Like, I hope that person, I want them to get some help. Like, you really threw out here when you like, yeah, let me pop this back and slide this in here. Like, really? That's not Tupperware. That's not Tupperware. You don't just store shit in your penis like that. Wow.
Yo, I want to get, look, alright, okay, let's bust the gun on that one right there. We definitely busting the guns. Hey, Jeeves, what you think about that situation?
Oh my goodness. That's like number one on the buffoonery list. Like I said, that's just the dumb things out of here. I heard about it earlier. It made me laugh, you know. Mm-hmm. But like the other caller said, I mean, that's a sickness. I mean, you know, they on that codeine and drugs down there, heavy. You know, that's just stupid, though. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, that's just really stupid. I hope, well, I can't even say, you know, he's going to get some help because they don't help you in jail. It's not like they really rehabilitate you and give you treatment, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you need to, you know, get some type of help.
I definitely can feel that right there. Let's get another caller live right here. 562-248, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Man, this is Critic So West Radio. We calling from the West Coast. You know, we just calling. I think he might have been a genius, though.
Critic, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Man, I've been
finally
in the county, man. I've been in the county. You know, we used to hide it. We used to hide it underneath our tongues while they made us lift our tongues. We hide the tobacco. You know, we bring it up to the dorm and all that. But he, you know, he had foreskin. He had foreskin, so, right? He had some foreskin and all that. So, you know, he got to hide it in. Hey, man, it's almost ingenious. You know, I'm surprised that the runners of the prison don't keep up on who has foreskin and make them put that shit in their foreskin because it was a great idea. So all you reputable dudes in the prison listening tonight, man, you know what you got to do. Okay, and then, okay, hold on. What about the dude that snuck in the house?
Yes.
Explain it to me one more time. Run it by me real quick.
Oh, no problem. So it was a guy, he kicked this man door in, you know, he came in to attack him. He had a gun, which turned out to be a BB gun later, and the other guy that was in the inside ended up cutting him really bad with a meat cleaver. So, you know, he cut him real bad with the meat cleaver. The dude fell down, you know, now he ain't had no more sauce. He ain't want to fight no more. The guy that cut him called the police and the ambulance. He called them, and the guy ended up bleeding to death later on, and they still charged the man with murder because of a lack of the police doing what they were supposed to do, suppressing the evidence and submitting new evidence that was there. So, you know, honestly felt like that was a self-defense.
I was going to try to stick up for him because you never know. The dude might have, you know, set himself up. He might have stabbed himself in the arm and put the BB gun there. You never know how some of these murderers trying to get away with murder, though. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm gonna kill somebody, and I'm gonna try to get away with this shit, I might need a good alibi. Like, yo, I got stabbed. I didn't call y'all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you never know. I'm trying to put double standards on it. But it sounds like dude might don't deserve to be in jail right now.
Yeah, he really don't deserve to be in jail right now, especially if somebody come and kicking in your door. That's the main thing I'm focused on, somebody coming kicking in your door, intruding your home, your situation. Like, what am I supposed to do, whistle fucking Dixie while they're there? That is not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Somebody is kicking in your door, so you have to defend yourself. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is for you to take care of your legal situation. Not to say that you never know something like that was going to happen to you. I don't know if something like that's going to happen to you. But to take care of the back office situation where you have a lawyer, you have things in place. Don't move around after you done did something. Don't move down. Don't touch nothing. Just stand there. Call the police to protect yourself. Because if you move something, even if you wash the blood off your hands,
did they offer him a deal? Did they offer him a deal?
No, they charged him with murder, and that was it.
So he took it all the way, and then they gave him murder. They charged him murder. How many years did he get?
Let me see.
He get a lot of years, a little bit of years. You never know. Kentucky, they probably throwing away the key, though.
It don't matter, shit. Murder is murder. Mm-hmm. 1 minute is too much for me. You say murder, it's a problem.
Nah,
like,
it's a big difference.
What's convicted of murder?
Like, you could do a murder in California, bust like 9 years, 10 years. But you in Pennsylvania or over there, you're going to do 25, 30 years.
Yeah. It's different. No, it is a big difference. It's a difference in years, but it's still jail time.
That sounds like
right.
A new subject for Mary Kay. Do you think that's fair?
Do
different states having
fair.
Different laws and all that? But dude should be free. He sounded like he had his evidence and stuff, and it sounded like the judges just wasn't having it. It wasn't cool.
Not to mention, have you seen the BB gun?
I'm calling out. We in the West Coast. We about to go to this show. Man,
no,
shout out to Diva Mary Kay. She gets it in. Let's go.
No problem. Let's go. Man, big shout out for Credit for calling in to the show. We definitely chop it up and make it happen, as we always do around this time. I want to get more opinions on this situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to get more opinions on this whole the dude hiding the penis, the drugs in his penis situation. Like, that's a hell of a stash spot, man. That is a hell of a stash spot. And I got to give it up to him, like, you know, round of applause for that dude right there. Shit, I can't believe it. It make me kind of jealous that, psych. I was about to say make me jealous. I ain't got foreskin. That's a damn lie. Oh, my God. That's a lie. Hey, Hobo, you still with us?
Yes, indeed.
I want to get your opinion on the guy hiding the drugs in his magic stick. He definitely got the magic stick.
I basically have to agree with the little on the critic. Critic put it all out there. He took the words out of my mouth. He's a genius.
But can't that do something too, y'all? Ain't you kind of afraid, like, you know, maybe the bag got a little bust or something happened with your mixtures and all your mixtures and stuff? And that's kind of dangerous. I'll be kind of shook putting that up in my, you know, diva box.
Hey, it ain't gonna affect me because I ain't gonna try it.
Yeah.
Okay. Those out there that choose to, that's them. Each one do what they choose to do.
You're definitely right about that. Let's go ahead and get some more love from the hotline. Let's go to 562-507. You're now live on Divas My Radio ENT. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what up? I did
what's
MIC
going on?
Correctly, you know what I'm saying? Heard
we
said
can.
He ate it.
We can barely hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's do this right here. We have a technical issues with that one. Let's go to 323-802. You're now live on Divas Smart Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's your boy V.I. Sneaks, a.k.a. the Mixtape Genius, West Coast.
What's going on? Welcome to the show.
What's going on?
I am fine. I want to know what you think about the whole situation with stashing the drugs in your magic stick. Would you stash the drugs in your magic stick?
Oh, no. It's either two things. But you got a pool bag or you square it in the pizza box. You feel me? It's either them two things. It's either he's got a full back or he's square. Because, we creatures, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't done that even in a while, you feel me? Because I ain't been in the game in a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, that square right there.
That's what's up. I thank you for calling. Give your shout outs.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my boy Critic for West Radio. Shout out to my boy DJ Marquez, Brick City. You feel me? Still Heard Life Living, Corrupted and Twisted, Heard Life Living It Real. Shout out to Diva. You dig what I'm saying?
No problem. We thank you for calling in. Critic is going crazy over there. Critic, I see you. Yeah, mic is open, Critic.
Shout out to Critic. Yada.
Critic with the Soul Critic. West, got a shout-out coming from Big HB and the Diva Mary Kay Show, get a shout-out from Big HB. Swamp Street, Silent Whitney Making Progress is what it stands for.
That's right. Yo, you're now tuned in live with Diva Star Radio ENT. You already know what it is. It's Woman to Woman Wednesday. We're talking about this whole self-defense, real crime self-defense situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Diva want to know if you are hiding the drugs in your magic stick.
Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, shit stressed me out. Won't give me a bail, they can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money to rap money, work advances. Niggas ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hems. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, niggas know the threat be out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why I do what I do? The freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. The registration, cops patrolling. And now they done stop me and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Down to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, undercover's dressed as me. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the stash, never sold the last bag. Fucked around and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep locked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted with pee. When I walk by, nigga, get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of haze when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wreck be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. My cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting it in. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday, and we're talking about this whole real crime self-defense situation. And I got a real crime situation right here for y'all, and it was actually by the police. No surprise. And big shout out to Corey May, man. Corey May, a black man, was sentenced to death. This happened, Jefferson Davis County. And his name is Corey May, and it happened December the 26th, 2001. It says, Corey May, a black man, was sentenced to death for the murder of a white police officer. One night, while 21-year-old May was drifting off to sleep in front of the television, a violent pounding on his front door awakened him. It sounded as though someone was trying to break it down. He retrieved his handgun and went to the bedroom where his 14-month-old daughter was sleeping and got down on the floor next to the bed. He hoped the noise would go away, but they shifted around to the back of the house where, after a loud crash, May's rear door was violently flung open, nearly separating it from its hinges. After someone kicked open the bedroom door, May fired three shots. The next thing May heard is someone scream, "Police, police, you just shot an officer." May then dropped his handgun and surrendered. The shot officer, Ron Jones, was wearing a bulletproof vest, but one of May's bullets hit him just below the vest and proved fatal. Jones was the son, this is the officer, he was the son of the town's police chief. May was severely beaten after his arrest. Police denied this charge, but a press photo showed what a swollen black eye. May's family was prohibited from seeing him for at least a week, y'all, long enough for the bruises to heal. The police raided May's house in duplex because a repeated drug dealer, a person that May had never met, lived in an adjoining half of the duplex. Now, remind you, they had kicked in the wrong damn door. A confidential informant said that there was large stashes of marijuana in both halves of the duplex. Only the remains of the smoke joint was found in May's duplex. Ain't this about a bitch? May had a criminal record, and police did not know his name prior to the drug raid. May's conviction had been provoked outrage not only by liberal concerns, but racial charges, Southern justice. But also as the controversy started, supporters and rights came out to bear arms for May. May's death sentence was overturned in September 2006. I'm glad to hear his death sentence was turned over in May 2006. But they was ready to get at him because the police, and it don't matter who trying to run down in your crib, it could be Dana and Craig and them, it could be Tijuana and her cousin and her best friend, you can get your ass shot. So be careful. But at the same time, I don't know if May had legal representation, but he got some, he got some, basically some favor where his death sentence was overturned. It doesn't say any more about the story if he's still serving time, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm saying this to all of my people out there, so, and I want to bring an awareness for y'all to start investing y'all money into legal representation. Everybody is about to be hood rich. We getting these taxes. It's coming around. We buying rims. We buying teeth. We buying hair. That's just like $200 or $300, which your man going to sweat out anyway. Take the time out to invest into your legal situation and life insurance, too, because you never know what happened. We ain't promised tomorrow, so I got to bust my mind for that. Most definitely. I want to get your opinion on this situation right here. We're going to go to 714-493. 714-493, been patiently waiting. You're now live on Demon Spot Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, I'm back at Sean Lakes again. I'm calling from the West. What's going on?
Mr. Lakes, what you think about that situation?
You know what? First thing that came to my mind, I don't know if you heard about what happened in Oakland last year. Police had apprehended a man by the train station, had him in handcuffs on the ground, I guess old dude was still struggling or, you know, resisting, but he was in handcuffs. So the police officer shot him in the back twice, killed him, right? They put the police officer on trial. You know what the police officer's response was? I thought it was my taser. Your taser on the whole other side of your body. You know what I'm saying? It's on your left leg. It's on your left leg. He put out his gun and shot him. And you know what they gave him? They gave him 2 years. They gave the police 2 years in prison on a manslaughter charge. But when we kill him on a manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, because the police said, I thought I was pulling out my taser. You know, number one, why are you pulling out your taser if dude already in handcuffs? You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it, how come when we kill them, they kicking down our doors, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, dude don't know what's going on. He get his door kicked in, and first thing he do is he shoot. Next thing you know, he's on trial for murder. Like what's up with that?
It's definitely what's up with that. And the next question I guess I'm asking is what can, you know, we do about that situation right there? Where do we stand united at? Because a lot of times we be pointing our fingers. Oh, that's messed up. We be pointing our fingers. But a lot of times, y'all, we got to realize when we pointing our fingers, three fingers are pointing back at us. We got to really start to educate ourselves. It's very, very important. I think Critic want to say something on that situation. Let me open up.
Hey, no, we back to Mr. Dude who hit that shit in his what do you call it? What do you call it? Foreskin?
Yeah.
You know you said? You call it foreskin Diva Mary Kay?
Yes, I call it foreskin.
Man, hold on. I think that's a plus, man. I think I'd rather hear him hiding in his foreskin than in his ass. Think about it, fellas. Come on now, where would you hide it? You had two choices. I ain't got no foreskin, but I would rather put that shit in the foreskin than you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't cool. Ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that he upheld his manhood by doing that. You know what I'm saying?
What I want to know is was he trying to get it in there, or did he get like cracked and then he was trying to hide it? Like, was he trying to
get it in there? Smoke that shit. He was trying to get it in the motherfuckers.
He already had it in there, and the way that they found out about it is they did a body search on him. Like, they patted him down, and there was a bag.
Then they pulled it back, and they made, you know what I'm saying?
No, no, before they pulled it back, he already had one tied to his boxer. So they like, well, you know, let's follow the trail of crack. And they followed the crack into his foreskin, and, you know, and look what you're getting. You know, now, you know, you kind of, now all the weed smokers, y'all may want to question where that bag been at. Do you got to take a whiff of it?
Talking
about there's some crack right here. He looking at you laughing because he had it in his ass. Wow.
Man, I think it's better than being in the ass. They say, Diva Carey, man, keep on pushing. Soul West Radio, we here. Y'all, we gonna show love. Y'all show love back. I'm out of here. I'm just saying, though, it's better than sticking in his ass, though.
It's still
that's the old school way. That's old school, man. That's old school. That's how everybody done did it, from what I know.
That is old school. You hotter than you. I want to go back to the situation. Big shout out to Critic. He just coming. He coming. Show love and just leave me. I feel so abandoned. Not. But anywho, I want to get back to this topic of Mr. May. Like, you know, like, we gotta start getting some representation for ourselves. It's so important. Like, you gotta get representation for yourself. You gotta invest your money. Instead of investing your money into these, you know, these people who ain't gonna do nothing for you at the end of the day. Cause a lot of people in this Diva Mary Kay new thing, a lot of people talk pretty words over ugly situations. And I see it. Y'all call it fronting. I'm saying that they speaking pretty words over ugly situations. I'm doing it big over here. I'm making it happen. We got stacks on deck, but you can't afford $100 promo? All right, now we gonna put it on blast. Oh, we in the club. We popping bottles or whatever the case may be. But you get a text, and now you are extra. You know, now you are. You know, you got your new boo situation going on. Oh, I ain't got a text plan. How the hell you in the club popping bottles and you ain't got unlimited? Holler at me when you get a budget. Holler at me when you got a budget. I got a PayPal for every situation. I take cash, credit, debit cards. Hit my website up right now, www.divaspot.blogspot.com. It's a PayPal link everywhere. I take all major credit cards. I take all cash. Yes, and I will come and get your cash if you're dealing with sex. I got 55 miles, too. I'm flying. I will come get your shit. I'll send somebody to come and get it. But do not play like it. And that's what I want to say, too, because and more hot mess news. I got more hot mess news for y'all. But I had a situation. This is some personal Diva Mary Kay hot mess news right here. I had a situation. I send out a mass text about the show. That's just one of the ways that I promote. I got over damn near 500 numbers in my phone. Why wouldn't I utilize all you motherfuckers? Because I love y'all. And y'all need to know that Diva Mary Kay is live. But Wednesday through Saturday, 7 on the west and 10 on the east. So this particular person had an attitude because I text him about the show, but I don't talk to him. But if you ain't talking about shit, what is there for us to talk about? Me personally. So why not step your game up and come to step your game up Saturdays, and I hope he's listening, to step your game up Saturdays, and let's talk about branding ourselves and making this money. I ain't got time to cuckoo with you on the phone. I got a man for that. If I want to cuckoo, I'll go holler at my man. There's no need for us to talk if we ain't talking about money and businesses. So he has the attitude, was like, oh, my minutes. Who the fuck is still 5 minutes in 2011? Wow. Who is buying minutes? I want to know this. Who's still buying minutes?
Wow.
Somebody mad right now. Somebody mad right now.
Jeez. That is so like, is he like buying a minute card now? That's what we on in 2011? Well, I mean, I guess.
I don't even have nothing to say with that. Like, I know it's shallow, but if somebody told me that they couldn't talk to me until they went and got a $30 card per minute, like, I would be like, listen, don't even worry about it. Just lose my number and go fall on the tax. Like, because you out of order. Yeah, you ain't out of order. Not clicking in your life. Like, come on. You can get a, what's them Metro PCS Cricket phones? Them shits be like unlimited for like $35 a month. Like, you can't leave out of state. But I mean, you buy a mini car, so it ain't like you traveling anyway. So I'm just saying, I don't get it, but I guess.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'd rather get unlimited service. I don't like to limit myself. I like unlimited. I like to do what I want to do. I like to move my elbows around. Oh, hot mess news. Ricky Freeway Ross is still trying to take down Ricky Rose. Wow. Freeway is still his alleged former drug kingpin, Ricky Freeway Ross, has came forward once again to say his goal of taking down Def Jam's rapper Ricky Ross for using his name. It's not over. Although the lawsuit was recently dismissed, Freeway says he isn't done. I'm state and federal because, wow. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it when it first came out, I knew it was going to happen, but he's going at it again. He says, I'm state and federal because the federal judge, he made some mistakes inside the case, and he really sanctioned my case when he said what he said. Because he said I had state issues, and the federal law says if there is any possibility that there is a claim, that he must resolve the claim. He can't leave issues on the table, the issue being that he used my name, he used my copyright without my permission. There it is, y'all. Look at his legal shit. Once you use my name in public in a certain format, that automatically copyrights it, and another person is not allowed to come in and portray that they're something they are not. Wow. Hip hop is
fantastic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask a question? Okay, so Freeway Ricky Ross, we already know what he was back in the day, right? So we saying that he actually registered his name with the Copyright Office, with Congress and all that back in the day? Did he actually do that? Or
right.
that's what I want to know. Is he? No, go on.
Did Freeway copyright his name? So I guess that's probably why his first case was dismissed, because if you didn't copyright your shit, then anybody can use it. But I guess street cred is not enough.
Well, the other thing that he can utilize and pull a case dependent upon his lawyer is he can go for defamation of character, because he already was established under that name. And for someone else to actually use that name and utilize it off of his fame, then, you know, he would have to actually change that or pay him. He would have to compensate him in some way, because he's utilizing that person's name who's already established as that person and was arrested under that name. So it's already legitimized by that, because that's where he was known as. You know what I'm saying? So for, you know, Ricky Soft to do that, then, you know, that's something you'll have to deal with.
I mean, if you look at it, oh, go on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, though, he was selling drugs under that name, right? That was his street name, Freeway Ricky Ross, right? Okay, so that's what he was doing. I mean, let's just put it out there. He wasn't, the name ain't copyrighted. I mean, it is copyrighted, but it ain't registered in a sense. That was his street name. He done went to jail for I don't know how many years. Now he back out. I just think he just want money, and he just trying to keep his name in the media by, hanging on to Rick Ross. And, I mean, even Rick Ross, I mean, ain't he changed his name to Ricky Rose already?
I mean, yeah, he changed his name to Ricky Rose, but, you know, I feel the same way Freeway do. My name's Diva Mary Kay. You know, even though it's registered, even though, you know, I set my game up because I got a lot of geniuses around me to go register my name and register my situation. But even if I didn't register, you're not going to eat off of Diva Mary Kay. I had a situation like that. It was a couple of this crew, you know, eating off of Diva Mary Kay. You know, I called up the top dog or whoever he was, and I found his little silly ass, right? All I had to do was Google him, and I got his telephone number. I said, your girls are using Diva Mary K-E-N-T.
Diva Mary Kay ENT is registered. Now, they can use Diva Mary Kay, but they cannot use Diva Mary Kay ENT. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to go and register Diva Mary Kay tomorrow just because I don't want nobody else to have it. I work hard for that name. I built that name. I still grind for that name, so I don't want nobody to use it. I'm a notorious thug, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. We chopping it up, man. We about to get into this hot music, and then we going to come back. I see Critic with his hand up like, open the line up. Well, let's go, man.
selling dope for 20 years and you ain't got shit, it's probably time to get a job. I mean, straight up. You've been throwing rocks at the penitentiary for 140 a week anyway.
You in it for the lifestyle, baby. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in live to Diva Smile Radio. ENT, man, big shout out to Cleveland. I got my queen Candace live in the building. I got Genius live in the building with me. I got Hobo live in the building with me. And I got Mr. Lakes live in the building with me. We definitely going in, doing a roll call. Shout out to the 212, the 371. 371. I'll find out where y'all at. The 313, the 415, the 714, the 562, the 202, the 973, and the 216. Big shout out to y'all. Live on Diva Smile Radio ENT. This is how we do it each and every Wednesday, man. We were chopping it up about this whole Free Ray Ricky and Ricky Rose situation. That's just like, and compliments of HipHopJunkies.com. Y'all check out HipHopJunkies.com at HipHopJunkies, JUNKIEZ.com. That's just like World Star Hip Hop. I can't really fuck with World Star Hip Hop because of, for a thousand reasons. But my main reason, I'm going to say, because I think a lot of people don't go on World Star Hip Hop to see hip hop and to hear about issues like this. Like, I like these stories. It's hot mess news, but then it got an educational piece behind it. Now, with World Star Hip Hop, they trying to get it a little bit more positive and bring it back to hip hop, but it's been so much damage done. Like, you was going on there to see us do dumb shit. Like, the chicks that was in the gas station fighting butt ball naked. That was dumb. You spent all that money. You know, first of all, we getting into a fight. Hold on. I'm not fighting. That's one thing. Diva Mary Kay is not going to just waste her time messing up her nice little doobie or how much money I spent on getting my hair and nails done. You want to know why? Because Diva Mary Kay will bust her gun. I swear I will. I'll do it. Don't do it to yourself. And I ain't got a record, so I'm going to get some probation. I'm telling you right now. But it was sad to see these girls. So I got bad. I'm clearing a whole block. These girls was fighting in the gas station. That was one. Then you had the little boy that was cursing and carrying up a storm on a skateboard. That was two. Then you got the it was another girl that was an artist, and homeboy sent them to go and rag her. She all hollering and screaming her baby. Homegirl tell her, fuck her baby. But then I go back because I feel like it take from the artist. It take from what the artist is doing. It take from the videos. And it's really just videos that they putting up on their YouTube. Anybody can do that. Go deep into the situation. Give me some meat and potatoes. I don't feel like world hip-hop world star has anything to do with hip-hop. And y'all can call me up and tell me about it. And if you're feeling some type of way that I'm talking about World Star Hip Hop and you got some hate, go to www.hatedivamarykay.com and leave me some mail. I'm open to hate. I love it. Let's go down the panel, yo. Let's get your y'all opinion on the situation right here. I'm going to start with my queen about the whole Ricky Rose situation. Do you feel like Free Ray Ross should get any money? Ricky Free Ray Ross should get any money from Rick Ross?
You know what? The bigger question is, why is Rick Ross still relevant? Like, anybody who knows me knows how I feel about this guy.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just a fraud, period. So
yeah.
Just to the point where he's like completely taking somebody else's persona that he's never lived. Like, it's one thing to live a life and it resembles somebody else's life, but to the point where you've never been in the streets and you feel like it's okay to take this man's lifestyle and make a profit off of it, and you don't think you should at least break bread with the man? If it wasn't for these dudes who he imitating, whose names he borrowing, life story, street credibility, where would he be? He would still be a CEO. He'd still be telling niggas to take their clothes off and get in the shower. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't even feel like this should have gone to court, because just out of respect for me stealing who your lifestyle as a person. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't see why he couldn't have broke that dude off a few bucks or whatever. I mean, he made it off his life. plus, yeah, and I hate World Star too. Like, I really hate World Star. World Star, Rick Ross, neither one of them get any airtime for me. I've heard incredibly good music, and once Rick Ross was featured on it, I was like, I'm good. Never mind. I just don't feel like hearing the storyteller. If I want to hear some street history, I just go talk to a reformed street nigga. I don't need to pay to hear Rick Ross talk about things he's never done and never will do. I'm cool. I'll pass.
Bust the gun, baby. Bust the gun. I'm going to go down the line, and I got some DJ Hot Mess news, and I got some DJ Real Good news for y'all after we get y'all a comment on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can go into the chat room. Chat it up with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And the caller that's calling in, if y'all got your hand up and I get to y'all got to stop calling in and calling out. Like, the line is full. But big shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Jeans, what you thinking about that situation? And then we're going to go to Mr. Hobo, and then we're going to go to Lates. What's going on?
I mean, I have to agree with, you know, what the Queen said, that, you know, a lot of these artists, you know, they try to mirror themselves after, you know, people who they honestly can never be. And if you're going to do that, I mean, it's only right, without even having to go to, you know, the legal matter of it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, because I come from the time of, you know, where you're about your word, and your word is your bond, you know what I'm saying? And if you live by those principles, you know, you basically eating off of somebody else, you know what I mean? So that's only right. That's a given, you know what I'm saying, that you do those things and you pay homage. Now, I can understand if he went to him and he did like what Foxy Brown did, and, you know, she actually went to, you know, Pam Grier and asked for permission to actually do that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or you'll wind up in a situation like with, you know, Smith and Wesson, you know, the Coker brothers now, where they actually went to a situation with the gun company, Smith and Wesson. You know, if you're going to do that, pay homage. You know, that's only right. Or build your own name. I'm so sick of people being unoriginal anyway. Be aboriginal. You know, make a name for yourself instead of trying to make a name off somebody else. You know what I'm saying? You basically building your career off of that, man, so it's only right that you pay him. I'll just end it with that.
Make your money. And make your money, bro. Pay that man. Well, we definitely got to bust the shot. Pay that man. We definitely got to bust the shot on that one. Hobo, you've been doing a lot of things, and you got a lot of hit singles. You know, and you're well connected within the industry. Hobo, what do you feel about the situation?
I basically feel it is what you make it. Some people make it on fakeness, and some people make it on realness. To each his own, but me, I'm going to keep it 100, and that's real with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I ain't going to sit here and judge him, man, but at the same time, it is what he making.
My main thing at the end of the day is our youth in hip-hop, what they following behind, and what you know, idolizing through your music and idolizing, you know, through your videos. And it's sad that we got some not very smart kids. I ain't going to call my kids and my youth stupid, because they're not. They very intelligent, very creative, very strong, they very powerful, you know, but at the same time, like, we feed into this whole Illuminati situation. We feed into the BS that has nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah.
And we see this and we see that. We say, oh, yeah, they doing the big damn videos. They got this, they got that, they got chains, they got money, they buy pools, and this, and that. And at the end of the day, don't even know that shit ain't even is. And that's crazy.
Once you get knocked the fuck out, all that's going to change, because everybody got to run into the truth one day. And when he run across that and all that stuff you're talking about, he ain't willing to back it up. Because I don't run across big niggas like him, so on and so forth. But at the same time, they get big because they soft as medicated cotton. So you going to end up.
you right about that, man. We definitely got to drop the ball for that one, man. Listen, Lakes, what you think about that situation right there?
Basically, I mean,
all I got to say is if you look at rappers nowadays, a lot of rappers take their names from old school people. And I'm not even going to say no names. Y'all can do the research if y'all want. But a lot of these rappers get their names from a lot of legends and all that. You know, Pablo Escobar, Mr. Escobar, Nas and all that. I'll throw that name out there. I mean, Rick Ross, I do think that he did steal Free Ray Ricky Ross' story. Maybe he should break him off $100,000. I'm not going to say he shouldn't, you know. I just think that, you know, as far as, you know, the real Rick Ross and all that, trying to sue him, that's unnecessary, you know what I'm saying? He should just holler at dude man to man. I'm pretty sure he could. Trying to get millions and all that, what he's been trying to do off some shit, off a name he went to jail for, you know, that just makes him, in my eyes, that makes him look even more retarded. That's just what I think. That's, if you ask me.
I definitely understand. You definitely going to bust the gun for that situation right there. Erykah Badu is a DJ. Is a DJ named the newest member of Core DJs. It says Erykah Badu is known for her skillful singing abilities. The Universal Motown veteran R&B/soul singer has been publicly performing as a DJ. Throughout her career, Badu has worked with respected DJs and producers such as Ninth Wonder, Malik, Madlib, and others. It was announced on Friday that Erykah Badu, who spins under the alias of DJ Loretta Brown, has been added to the Respected DJs Collective. The Core DJs, in the statement posted on allhiphop.com, Badu accepted the introduction proudly. "I'm honored and do not take it for granted. BG, B-Girl for life." Head wrapped and strapped. I know that's right, Queen. It says, throughout the years, the Core DJ has included DJs Irie, DJ EFN, and Sir Charles Mixing Detox, along others. I'm really feeling Erykah being a DJ and being added as the newest member to Core DJs because she got it in her. And one thing about her, like, she grinds, she stay humble, she stay true to herself. And if you look at Erykah Badu videos, she make fun of the industry. She do. She outright blatantly makes fun of the fucking industry. And it's kind of funny at the same time, but she makes soulful music. So I think that she's definitely going to do good and take her place in Core DJ. So I'm feeling that. And, you know, Jeans, what you think about Erykah Badu being, you know, the newest member to Core DJ?
I mean, she's a musical genius. I was blessed with the opportunity of meeting her twice and just seeing, you know what I'm saying, the potential. It's like, you know, you see people in the limelight of what, you know, the media shows you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's the only perspective that they have of a person. And, you know, this goes for a lot of artists. A lot of artists have, you know, more talent than what's, you know, shown and can do more things. I mean, I support her. You know, I've been a long-time supporter. I will continue to support her. I think that's a great thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's always been a powerful activist as well as musician, and I definitely support that. So, you know, salute.
That's definitely what's up. Queen, what you think about that? Candace, what you think about Erykah Badu being a DJ?
I think it's a great thing. I think when you have somebody who brings so much to music in terms of her singing and her concept of what music is, and she brings something amazing to music. She's not the half naked chick, and she's not, you know, talking about, you know, if I'm fucking and you paying, and like she brings a completely different dynamic to music, and she does something good for women. You know what I'm saying? So it's only, you know, it's only right that if she's, you know, in her DJing field right now, that she's doing something great for women in that area too. I mean, because women DJs get slept on a lot. And there's a lot of great, amazing female DJs out here. And so it's good that you have somebody that's on a bigger level than her. And, you know, maybe it'll open up some doors for a lot of, you know, female DJs because it's a lot of them out here and they really do their thing. They get it
Big shout out to DJ Lazy K. DJ Lazy K is over there doing her thing over there in New York. And also she did, you know, she helped with this program at the Boys and Girls Club, you know, that started a program where kids can come at the Boys and Girls Club and learn how to DJ. So big shout out to her, you know. And even when Critic had did a show about Funkmaster Flex, was saying get off of Tupac, Jock, and, you know, F Tupac, this, and that, and so forth. And I watched the video, and he was kind of laced up. But he is on Hot Mess News today. Dun, dun, dun. DJ Funkmaster Flex was arrested Friday. And this, he was arrested Friday, and it says, legendary hip-hop DJ Funkmaster Flex was arrested Friday for allegedly sending his wife threatening text messages and then pushing her down in their Westchester County home. Oh, no, he pushed her down. It says Greenboro police says that DJ, whose real name is Austin G. Taylor, allegedly pushed his wife down to the floor in of their bedroom and knocked the cell phone out of her hand when she tried to call authorities. Police received a 911 call shortly after 5 a.m. Friday. Taylor was not there when police arrived, but they caught up with him a short time later and arrested him. He faces misdemeanor charges and aggravated harassment and criminal mischief when he is due back in court on Friday, February the 18th. Nice flex. You done took that queen on up to that good old white neighborhood, and now you done got arrested a misdemeanor for pushing her down. Ooh. I'm going to talk about this shit tomorrow. That's jacked up. But I want to know what y'all think about that whole situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Mr. Lakes, what you think about the whole Funkmaster Flex situation and all his madness going on over there? Is it the money? Is it the money that got these men treating these women like they on an Amistad boat or something?
You know what? Okay, I'm going to get to that just real quick. All I want to say is if Erykah Badu on the radio, I'm scared. You see what she did to Common and Andre 3000. Okay, I'm going to comment on Funkmaster Flex and all that. You know what? From what I know, this ain't the first time it's happened with Funkmaster Flex. So, you know what? I mean, Funkmaster Flex, I fuck with him and all that, but who knows? I mean, maybe this is just what he does. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the first time. Y'all could look it up. So, I mean, maybe he needs to go to some type of anger management. I don't know. Yeah.
Sound like Funkmaster Flex either window seen his wife do too. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting it in. Holler at your girl at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Hell, I need a window seat.
Presently, I'm standing here right now. need your attention, yes, and I need your energy, yes, I do. I need someone to clap me, and I need your
back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and I just had to take that time out to get a window seat. We definitely getting in on Diva Fly Radio, ENT. I just checked my Gmail, y'all. And I got to give a big shout-out to everybody that's tuning in to the show. I checked my Gmail, and it's over 22 songs I just got. And for those who are going to send me songs and send me their movements, do Diva a favor. And in the subject part, put your name, and when you send the song, put your contact information. We definitely going in to holler at you to get your music played and offer you promotion. All our features and plays come with a promotional pack, and you can hit Future Guru 100 up at Future Guru 100 at twitter.com. That's www.twitter.com/FutureGuru100. You can follow him on Twitter. That is our MD. He will contact you ASAP, or another one of our representatives will contact you within 24 to 48 hours about you coming on Diva Fly Radio ENT, getting featured, getting your music played, and getting interviewed and telling you about that promotion pack. That's connected to all these great services. Big shout out to Erica Badu for the DJ and Funkmaster Flex. Yeah, big shout out to Sanity Girls too. The CEO of Sanity Girls, we chopping it up. Him and Diva Mary Kay got some stuff going on. We are also against domestic violence against women, children, and men. A lot of people don't know that some men are in domestic violence situations. They just think that it's women all the time, and it's not. But, Flex, you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong, Flex. And that's definitely not cool. And big shout-out to HipHopJunkies.com for that situation. Mr. Lakes, you was telling me about what was the name of the brother that was shot by the police officer with handcuffs on?
I don't know the name, but if you look up police shooting, it's at BART. Mm-hmm. It's at the BART station in Oakland, and look up police shooting, mm-hmm. and you'll see at the BART station police shooting. It happened at the train. It happened at the where the trains are at. You'll see exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. You'll see it. And it was a lot of outrage that the police officer got 2 years, I believe, involuntary manslaughter. He might be able to get his job back. He might be able to come back as a police.
Oh, my goodness. That story, I remember that. Yeah, they almost rioted out in Cali over that. Yeah.
It's a problem. Like, I mean, you know what? But that's the whole thing. When they make a mistake, it's okay because they made mm-hmm. a mistake. But if we make a mistake, like, nah, you should have followed protocol. You should have did this and this and that. Like,
did you call the police?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I need a personal cop here. I need a personal cop. If I can't turn to you and say, look, get him, I'm not beat at all. Like, are you serious? Like, are you for real? And it's crazy because, you know, it's sad that, you know, that happened to that man and he lost his life. And you mean to tell me you mistake that it was a taser? I thought it was my taser.
Check it. You know the taser is on the other side of the leg, right? You know your gun is on the from what I know, it's on the right side. Your taser is on your left thigh. So where do you get off saying, oh, I thought I was pulling off my taser? So you mean to tell me you reaching onto a whole other side of your body? And you trying to taser him, but you accidentally pull out your gun and shoot him in the back. They shot him like twice. You pulled the trigger twice. Like, come on, man. Like, are you kidding me?
I hope he got a good lawyer because that's pretty meditated.
Well, he already He already got sentenced. He got sentenced to 2 years involuntary manslaughter.
They gonna get
him. That's a slap on the wrist. That's nothing.
The 2 years he'll do a year, maybe a year, because he's a cop. Maybe a year, and he'll get out and just.
Exactly. They're starting to crack down on situations like that. We had a guy here just, what was it, like last week? He robbed the Capital One Bank in Tacoma Park.
Oh,
a Spanish guy. He robbed the bank, had a hostage, had a gun to her head, walked outside of the bank. You know, we got hit by the snow real bad, and, you know, it's kind of funny, but I'm going to try not to laugh. He slipped on the ice, and the hostage runs, okay, to get away. He runs after the hostage. Now, mind you, he didn't shoot the hostage. He didn't even shoot at any of the cops or anything. Man, they lit him up. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
The cops shot him up. Yeah, the cops shot him up. Right now, they have another investigation, but the only thing that they did to them is just, you know, suspend them with pay or whatever. But there's a proper procedure on how you do things. There's rules of engagement. Like, I'm a former Navy SEAL, and it's like, we have a certain protocol we have to follow when we engage certain situations. You know what I'm saying? We just can't, you know, go in guns blazing. You know, you have to follow those rules of engagement. Whenever you break those rules, you know, then you should be penalized. You're not above the law. It's your job to uphold the law. And a lot of times, you know, it'd be the wrong people, you know, that be put in those positions, and, you know, they either, you know, because of a certain racial tension that they feel towards a certain people, you know, or certain things about themselves that make them, you know, the way that they are. That's why what we need to do is we need to start having them go through, you know, psychoanalysts, you know, and have them take psych exams in order to even be a cop.
They did take a psych exam.
But no, that exam is not a real psychic evaluation. If you actually go through buds or, you know, go through a military process, you know, or go through the process that you have to go through at the farm for the CIA or the Secret Service, then, you know, you understand it's a lot different. What they do, come on, somebody asking you, you know, how do you feel about yourself? A person who's bipolar, at one moment in the day, they'd be able to answer all those questions correctly. But in another moment of the day, they fail every last one. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not thorough enough to be able to sit there and decipher, you know, the mentality of that individual. So it needs to be a lot more put into it. It's too easy for anybody to become a cop. Even criminals can become cops. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, not to say that's a bad thing or a good thing, but, you know, more needs to be done about, you know, that, because you're talking about the people who are supposed to protect the streets for our children, you know what I'm saying, and for ourselves. And if they're not fit to, you know, to wear that uniform, then me personally, I don't feel that they should wear it. Yeah.
So what do you think about? Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Diva, I don't want to even cut into your show.
No, go ahead, open on up. I'm open.
Oh,
I'm listening for a change.
I mean,
I like
what
it.
What do y'all say to the belief, and that it's known that basically the police are here to basically keep minorities away from white people. If you really look at it, that's just what it really has come down to. If you look at the basics of it, that's what the police are here for. What do you think about that?
Well, what you're talking about is, you know, it goes even before you even get to the police, when you're talking about the Constitution, we the people, for the people, by the people. You know, those people that they're talking about are a certain classification of people. So before you even get to the cops, you know, this society that we live in, this capitalistic system that we live in, is not designed for us, the minorities who actually built this nation. You know, it's not for us. You know, it's for them. And that'll always be until we actually unify and completely destroy the government that exists and rebuild it. It'll never get right the way that we're going about it with votes and with Congress, the way that it is, because too much good gets out, too much bad gets in. Think about what Obama had to go through. You can come in with the right ideals and moral set, but once you get into Congress, you're going to have to use them. You know what I'm saying? they're not going to agree with you. So that means you're going to have to bend and fold in order to get things done. So all of those things that you come in with the right mindset is going to go out the window.
Mm-hmm.
So they're only trying to continue to build off of what they're doing. And in all honesty, the government is funded by corporate America
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. That's private
mm-hmm.
industry. So, and the representatives of Congress represent them. And the police
and
are going to police matters so that, you know, we can continue to be able to go to work that works for them. You understand?
If we
want
to have something solid and if we want to be able to have something as strong as what they have and to be able to not necessarily make our own rules, but for us to have, you know, a piece of the pie or for us to be able to make some demands and for us to be able to go in there and, you know, we need to be on the, a lot of us need to be working towards going into the legislative board, you know, making it available and educating yourself. Instead of watching, you know, VH1 and MTV, watch the damn news sometime. See what's going
you know
on.
What?
But until we can unite, until we come together, until we start putting in our mind this whole Willie Lynch situation, Willie Lynch trick. A lot of us,
no.
It's Willie Lynch trick.
Let me tell you.
And I had to check myself, too. I had to check myself because, you know, I found myself going against a certain person, going against my brother, going against my sister, you know, for something that was just unnecessary, idolizing the things that don't matter. But I make sure I check myself to remind myself not to be a Willie Lynch trick. It's a lot of stuff that I got to look at. That's just one part of it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I got a show. Use your position. Go ahead.
Yeah, if we really wanted to make some real change, right, let's look at what happened with the Million Man March, right? If we really utilize the abilities that we have, or let's say Pac and Big actually was still alive, the following between the both of them that they had, if it was used in a positive manner, could have brought forth great change. Imagine if everybody united, if all of the minorities united and said, you know what, forget the election. We're not even going to vote, period, until you actually listen to what we have to say and do things
mm-hmm.
that appease to us. Can you imagine how much change we'd actually get instantaneously? Because that would shut all the governments down. We're the government workers.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're the people that's actually funding all of these industries,
mm-hmm.
whether working or spending our money on them. So if we actually go ahead.
No, wait. Can I ask your name? I just want to know.
Oh, I'm my real name is Esteban. You know what I'm saying? Everybody calls me Genius, but. My real name is Esteban.
Okay, so Miss Diva Mary Kay, I don't want to talk mess on your show or anything like that. But we can sell a dream. What if all the minorities were to unite? You know what I'm saying? What if Earth were to fall out the space and all that? We can do all that, right? But that don't mean nothing. What it is that everybody has to find something that they're good at. As I don't even know how we even got on this subject as far as we're speaking, but how do we even get on this subject? That's what I want to know.
I mean, because all of these things are relevant. All of these things lead to the same thing at the end of the day. Everything that we do in life, you know, comes back to the one thing. You know, and
what's the one thing?
We got about 3 minutes left on the show, y'all, but it's
okay.
So important that we talk about situations like this. You know, that's why I love what I do with my show because it's very versatile. And 323, I see you, I'm about to bring you in. But it's very important that we talk about every issue, every aspect. It's very open on the Diva Mary Kay show. We can be talking about hot mess news, how Steve Harvey kicked his damn wife out and turned the kids against her. Then we can go and start talking about Sean Bell. And then we can talk about going back to school. Like, this is a place for us, by us, doing us. That's what it's for. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to start to see as you tune in more to Diva Mary Kay, and I'm very versatile. And that's why we're getting in tomorrow.
Everybody tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. We're going to be doing Feed the Wolves Thursday, Feed the Wolves Diva Edition on Thursday, Hip Hop History. And what we're going to be calling is the College Mill Madness. College Mill Madness. A lot of people say, look, oh, look, Diva Mary Kay, she's doing her thing. She got a show. She rocking out with the college. She doing it big with Genius. She over there rocking with the King Queen Candace. She doing her Future Group 100. But a lot of people don't know that Diva Mary Kay go to school. Diva Mary Kay get up every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning and take her ass to college. That's what
yeah,
her
know,
associate.
That's right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Money Mo. They doing this thing over there, Money Mo. Making new records every day. We got the Strong label that's rocking with me. And they just see the outside. They see hip-hop in us. But what they don't know is we educated hip-hoppers. So we doing that show tomorrow. We definitely going in on the situation. We got about 2 minutes left on the show. We about to get out of here. I'm going to let y'all give y'all final thoughts. I definitely want to give a shout-out for everybody that's tuning in. Candace, big shout-out to my queen, Candace, all the way from Cleveland. Big shout-out to Genius. Big shout-out to Mr. Lake. He going to be coming soon on Frontline Fridays. Big shout-out to Ghetto Prophet. Big shout-out to Critic, Future Guru 100, Five Alive, Money Mo, Hobo, and everybody else, the Rocker Block that tuned in, big shout out to y'all. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in with me each and every from Wednesday to Saturday. We rocking 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east coast, north and south. Y'all know I got love from it. Big shout out to Michigan calling and live. But I'm going to let y'all give y'all shout outs. Let's start with the queen and go on down the panel. And we about to get out of here. Go ahead, queen.
I don't really have too many shout outs, but I want to send up a prayer for Y.B. I don't know if you know, but he lost his sister Monday morning to a car accident.
Oh,
so pray for him. Yeah, pray for him. Get in touch with him. He's really going through it.
Yeah, I'll definitely do
that. Yeah, God is good. It's been a long week. I just got to thank God. It's been a long week. And school, I'm in school, too. Congratulations to Diva Mary Kay. School is
thank
not
you.
Easy. I had acid blow up in my face yesterday, and I didn't get hurt. So God is really good. He was really looking out. So just keep God first. That's all I can say is keep God first, because He's definitely gonna show you who's boss. So
Genius.
I'm gonna send the prayers out. I mean, why that be? That's like a little brother to me. So
I'm
gonna pray.
That's my brother.
Him.
I'm calling right after.
You
the
know,
show.
I'll just. You know, salute you for being able to, you know, provide a panel for people to be able to even voice their opinions and, you know, feed the people knowledge and music, you know. And at the end of the day, people keep it positive, you know what I'm saying? Keep it positive. You know, we can do a lot of things. I commend everybody that's, you know, doing something positive and moving forward in life, forward progression. That's where it's at. Whether you're doing the knowledge or you out on the block, you know, do something positive.
Most definitely. Mr. Lakes?
Escobar, do you got a Twitter that I can holler at you at? Yeah or no?
I just sent it to you. It's
genius.
You got it. I sent it to you. Check your app.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? I just want to let everybody know, Shawnlakes. That's the Twitter. Check out that motherfucking hit. That's a single on Pusha. Yeah, we're from the West. Shout out to Critic. Shout out to So West right now. We doing it out here, and I just want to shout out to everybody who's listening to the radio right now. Keep it up.
Yo, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Star Radio ENT. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east coast and north and south. We got love for y'all. We're going to definitely be getting it in with Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. I'm going to be playing that Hip Hop History throwback. We also going to be talking about the whole college situation, that College Mill Madness. Let's chop it up. Let's learn what advisors is. Let's learn what a compass is. Let's learn what the whole situation is with the financial. We going in and we doing in hip hop style because we so hood. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, man. I'm out in this white man's world.
You go busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. You know how hard it is. No doubt. Being a woman, a black woman
no
at
doubt.
That. In this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our 50s. We don't be knowing the pain.